Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Come on.
Sick of being broke, living paycheck to paycheck? Sick of sleepwalking through your days at a job where you're not engaged? Check out Money Alignment Academy. It can help you get on track financially and become engaged in your work. The time is now. MoneyAlignmentAcademy.com. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Melanie Finnegan. Melanie, are you ready to do this?
Yep, let's rock and roll.
Excellent, let's do this. Melanie is the founder of Tax Lien Wealth Solutions. They are the nation's leading secondary market for investing in tax lien certificates. I'm excited to have you on. Mel, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay, yeah. So again, I'm Melanie Finnegan. I am a mom. Well, I have a 20-year-old son. He's at the University of Utah. And I am a lover of tax lien certificate investing. So what do I like to do? Golf, fish. I live in Utah, so I'm in the Mecca of the mountains, you know. And so we are big into mountaineering and canyoneering and things like that. So
love it. Well, fantastic. So let's start with some level setting. Tell us what tax lien certificates are.
Okay, so I'll just actually go in over just the definition of a tax lien certificate. It's a claim against a property that has a lien placed upon it, and it's a result of unpaid property taxes. So the certificates are sold on an annual basis in an auction format and process, and I go in and purchase these liens from the institutions because it's monopolized by institutions. So a lot of regular people like you and I can't just show up at an auction and win the bid. We're competing with really heavy deep pockets like Deutsche Bank, Bank of America. They go in and monopolize the industry. So I have a broker that goes in and I purchase through the broker. He facilitates the sale. So we buy in bulk and then sell them to our clients in small portfolios and have a management.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. So a couple things there. How did you happen upon learning about this? How'd you get into it?
Yeah, so like 11 years ago, I was broke as a joke and I needed a job. And I walked into an office and it was really close to home and they gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. I learned about tax lien investing quickly, at a really fast rate. I advanced and became their head speaker and I traveled everywhere because I developed a strategy that actually went national. And I got my, it's a CTLP, it's your Certified Tax Lien Professional Certificate. I used to be the only woman in the nation with that. I'm not sure if I still am, but I just wanted to be an asset to the clients. You know, that's why I do what I do. I love my clients and I have a deep, fierce passion for people and, you know, quality of life type of stuff. And I just love the investment and I love real estate and it's just a facet of real estate that is really cool.
Oh, I love it. Well, I think that's awesome. And got an opportunity 11 years ago, and now here you are helping other people to take advantage of it as well. So,
yeah.
So how many of these are we talking are up for auction annually? I know you said it's dominated by huge institutions, but do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, I know the number exactly. So we have, as a nation, we have $14 billion in delinquencies every single year.
$14 billion.
Yes. And
obviously, because there's not 14 billion people on the earth. So, okay.
Yes, $14 billion in just the U.S. of delinquencies. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily surprise me. You know, the thing about numbers and when we start talking about financial numbers, nothing is terribly shocking. It's a huge number. So what does that mean? That means that it's $14 billion of individuals that own.
It's just unpaid property taxes. So the reason that we do this is kind of cool. So the reason I just have always known to pay my property taxes. So that's why I've never even known about this investment, is that you just pay them, you know. But what the money goes to is each county and municipality actually has a budget, and it pays for their, you know, school teachers, stoplights, police officers. You know, my dad was chief of police, so I was kind of a recipient of this as well. So it's also, I have that kind of vested interest. I think it's really cool what the money goes to. So if they're not meeting that budget and they're not getting that, then all these people are going to be without work and we're going to have potholes in our streets. So they had to come up with some sort of process in order to get this. And so they've really enticed these investors. The history of it is this was created in the 1800s, and they haven't really fixed, you know, they haven't had to fix it. They really cater to the investor, the counties and the government does. They know how to get their money back.
Got it. Okay. So the county is relying on this revenue to pay salaries and stuff like that. And so they figured if the people aren't going to pay it, then we're going to sell their debt to Deutsche Bank
and to investors.
Okay. So how does the investor make money? How does that work?
So their certificate amount is always going to be the prior year. It's going to be that delinquent tax bill. And then there's going to be an interest rate attached to it. So we primarily invest in Florida, and they're 18% interest rate a year. And so the investor, you know, he hangs on to it, or you can initialize foreclosure. Like right now, my company has 130 properties in Florida that we've initialized foreclosure on, and we've gotten through tax lien certificate investing. Now, that does seems like a big number, but you have to remember I've been doing tax liens for 11 years. And so what that means is only 0.1% actually comes to fruition as a property. It's an interest yield. So I don't want to create that expectation that we're going to get properties, but it has happened, you know, and it can happen. It's just the more money you have, the more certificates that you purchase, the more opportunity you open yourself up to.
Got it. Okay, so if we can just use an example, let's say that George has a house in Florida, and for whatever reason, I did not pay my property taxes. Tax Lien Wealth Solutions now through auction owns that debt, and mm-hmm. I owe. Let's say the number is $4,000. Let's say it's $1,000, and mm-hmm. at 18%, I now owe you $1,118.
So yeah, the county actually it facilitates everything. So it goes through the county. They still pay the county the tax lien money, and then that the county will redeem you. So the county is never out any money. They attach everything to the certificate value. So interest, penalties, anything like that, the property owner has to pay.
Got it. Okay, so I now have a decision to make because what's going to happen is either I pay, or on your end, you initiate and just go through the process of collecting your money, because the mm-hmm. money is owed by me. And you say either you're going to pay or we're going to foreclose and take your property.
Yeah. So in Florida, there's statutes, of course. So the first 2 years of the certificate life, that's what's called the redemption period. At my company, we call it the grace period. The property owner and the property are protected. The interest is just adding on. So he knows, he or she or George knows that there's interest accruing and that there's a certificate out there. A lot of times people play the tax lien gamble and they'll see if they're going to be forced to pay. So they'll wait and see if because obviously there's a statute of limitations too. So they're in Florida, the certificate only has a life of 7 years. But at 2 years in day one, if the property owner hasn't paid his taxes, then I have my clients initialize foreclosure.
Got it. Okay.
That typically shakes the money loose.
No, I don't doubt that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So, all right. So how does one get started?
So if you're just wanting to go through the primary market, you just want to Google and look and see when your counties are going up for auction and when they're doing that. And you can try doing that. If you want to go through us, you just go, we do it a couple different ways. We have a program where we manage everything and they just give us basically say, I'm a $50,000 investor, and we manage that for 18 months. You know, that's how long we get them in there for. And then we also have a certification that they have to pay. It's a 995 certification. And then they access our inventory and they can be their own, be the kind of their do-it-yourselfers. but all the resources and everything are inside of our learning portal.
Okay, got it. And I'm sorry, what was the 18-month number?
That is for, like, if we're managing your money, like, then we have, like, if they're just like a larger investor and they want to be hands off, then they for a fee and stuff, you know, we charge 4% total for management and servicing, and they just hand that over to us and we get their certificates for them and manage it. And we typically ask them to do it for about 18 months. They can do it for longer, but that's, you know, we like them to be in there for about 18 months so we can get all that money redeemed.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. And are there minimums or maximums for that matter?
Yeah, on Cash Investor, I have them do, because it's, you know, management's tough. It's a lot of work. So we have them, it have to be a minimum of $50,000 total investor. And then the learning portal, you can be anything you want as long as I have the certificates that are available in that price range. But from anywhere from $50 to $100,000, you know, I have people that are in there that are doing, you know, they've been with me for so long, they're managing themselves and they've got $300,000 in there all the time.
Got it. Okay. And is there an expectation of return?
Yeah, you know, I always say 14% is kind of where I obviously don't guarantee. My 10-year average is 23.7% return. That's for my clients and everything, and that's on an annual basis. However, it takes a while to get there. So the first year you'll be between 12 and 14. After that, you'll be between 14-16% with our fees and things a year. And probably more, but I like to say that's where you can expect.
And that certainly makes sense based on the notion that Florida pays 18% and your management fee is 4%. So I'm not a math expert, Mel, but I'm sort of penciling that out.
The cool thing is, right, the eighth wonder of the world is compound. So if we get their money, if we get that interest back within that year and reinvest it and turn it, then we've got money working for us. Interest working for us too. So that's what actually takes my return up higher.
Got it. Well, I think that certainly makes sense. Okay. So how do you view this fitting into somebody's overall financial situation?
They are recession proof. Number one, I am not, you might be mad at me for saying this, but I'm not a proponent and I don't advocate for people to use money in their 401ks. I try to tell them like that's because 4-6% is just not a good retirement return. And I think that people that are retiring, you can actually get your IRA and convert it into a self-directed IRA where you have checkbook control and you can invest in what you want to do. And you can yield that kind of return because we are an approved alternative asset class. So if people have IRAs and they're just making it at that 4-6%, get it converted into a self-directed IRA. Cause even if you're not in tax lien certificates, there's a ton of approved alternative assets out there that you can make money on.
Got it. Okay. And when you say it's an approved alternative asset class, what does that mean?
So the government says that so what you can do is you can invest and you can move your money in and out of it without having that taxing consequence or penalized as you're moving the money. And so it's a facet of real estate, and real estate is approved alternative asset. It's just an alternative asset that you can move around within your 401k and your as long as you get it self-directed because it has a custodian and things.
Got it. Okay. And so this is, I mean, to your point there, talked about how it could be a great solution for really anybody. I suppose you need to have $50,000 ready to invest. And
that's just if I'm managing their money. They can come in and do whatever they want if they want. We have a lot of students in the learning portal getting their certification because they can't invest with us unless they have that certification because there's a lot of moving parts and they need to have that kind of accountability.
Okay. So walk me through that process again.
Yeah. So it's just inside of our website. They sign up and the certification is $995. What that gets them is access to our inventory and then a personal concierge or portfolio manager that actually, you know, walks them through things, make sure they're comfortable, onboards them. And then they get a certification by going through the education in there. It doesn't take long. I need to actually beef it up even more. But it doesn't take long. And then they get a certificate at the end, and that allows them to move forward and start investing with us. And that when they're inside of that portal and getting that certification, they actually can do any amount that they want, whatever they're comfortable with. And I always just say, let the investment earn your trust. You know, if you just want to barely dip your toes in the water, just do that. You know, get into tax liens because I think it's incredible and I think it's lucrative. I know it's lucrative. But you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense to me. But I appreciate that very much. Okay, so $50,000 the minimum to do your full managed program, and then just getting into the learning portal, learning how to do it, is $995. And how much time do you think it would really take somebody once they make it through the initial certification to be able to go in and make purchases?
So we just onboarded about 20 new clients. I do an onboarding, you know, every month after the month ends, and then I'll do an onboarding, which means we do a webinar and I walk them through our next processes, and then they send in their funds and we get them. I'm solidifying. We just onboarded last week and I'm solidifying the purchase on Monday. So they'll start getting assigned certificates on Monday. So a week is how long my purchase is taking. And then we transfer them into their name, and it takes about 2 to 4 weeks when it's transferred into the entity or just the taxpayer ID's name.
So pretty quick.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Some people are kind of frustrated with that 2 to 4 week transfer process, but that I have no control over it. It's all up to the county, and they don't really move at a rapid pace.
No, so, I can't imagine. And
not to be rude, counties, you know, but at a rapid pace, and I just have no control over it. So there's 2 to 4 weeks where you're an idle investor, and then once that 2 to 4 weeks is over, we actually initialize foreclosure because all of the inventory I buy is outside of that 2-year period.
Got it. Excellent. Well, Melanie, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh gosh, I guess I would tell everybody, you know, start somewhere in any type of investment, be confident so that you can start learning and, you know, give yourself that credit. I always say confidence is key. And that's step one in education. Get invested.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Melanie, thank you so much for coming out. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they get involved with the program?
Yes, we are on Facebook. We have about 20,000 followers on our Facebook, Taxing Wealth Solutions. That goes for LinkedIn and Instagram, and then, of course, our website. So that's just taxingwealthsolutions.com. And every single month, we run a contest. And that contest, what we do is it's three prizes. Third place is the Amazon gift card for $50. Second place, Learning Portal certification, that's the $995 value, and then the one-on-one mentorship or classroom mentorship package that we're giving away, it's a $2,400 value. Everybody can enter it in every single month, and so just get in there and at least go to the website and enter that contest so we can get you in the drawing.
Awesome. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Melanie your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to taxleanwealthsolutions.com. Find them on Facebook and some other social media, and I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Melanie.
Okay, cool.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course, and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.